This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, May 12th. The Hands of Jesus. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 24. While they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do doubts rise in your minds? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I, myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet. And while they still did not believe it because of joy and amazement, he asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. He said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." When he had led them out of the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they stayed continually at the temple, praising God. Between Easter Sunday and Ascension Day, there are 40 days. We only have glimpses of what Jesus did during that period, but our reading for today includes two of those glimpses, one taking place on Easter Sunday and the other on Ascension Day. Jesus' Easter appearance to his disciples shocks them. They are startled and frightened. They have fears and doubts. In response, Jesus encourages his disciples to look at his hands. He even uses his hands to take some fish and eat it, showing them he is real, having flesh and bones. The crucified hands of Jesus have inspired artists and poets for 2,000 years. And these same hands are later raised over the disciples in blessing as Jesus parts with them. Luke records that after Jesus is taken up to heaven, the disciples worship him and return to Jerusalem with great joy. Sometimes our understanding of the work of Jesus and our response can come across as mechanical or even pompous. It should never be. A key remedy is to focus on the hands of Jesus. His hands were pierced for you and me, and they still reach out to us in all our needs each day and bless us. Pray with me. Dear Jesus, may your pierced hands still lead us, challenge us, comfort us, protect us, and bless us. Thank you for your love, which you so clearly showed when you opened your hands to receive nails meant for us. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.